Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Quincy on the Law. My name is Quincy, and we're here for another episode of Quincy on the Law. So first things first, the time is 4 a.m., the date is the 28th of April 2022, and today I want us to talk about gun ownership in Kenya. So I read an article on The Standard yesterday, written by one Amos Karevi, and he said that about 117 years ago, only two Africans were legally allowed to own guns. This was Colonel Chief Ombugu wa Mathangani and Colonel Chief Kibarara wa Gasheru. These records can be found in the government returns of 1905, where it says that Chief Ombugu wa Mathangani was issued with a license to own a six-chambered 450mm revolver. Another popular gun owner was Mombasa-based trader Said bin Baraka, who had a government license to carry a 12-bore shotgun. So, basically, we're going to analyze the right to, not necessarily a right, but what it takes to possess a gun in Kenya in terms of the law. Remember, there is no right to bear arms in Kenya. So, bearing arms is a privilege per se. So gun ownership laws can be traced back to the colonial government. In fact, it's these laws that were used to convict Dedan Kimathi because he was convicted of being in possession of an illegal firearm, and he was thereafter hanged on 18th February 1957. Currently, the laws can be found under the Firearms Act, which is Chapter 114 of the Laws of Kenya. This is basically an act of parliament for regulating, licensing, and controlling the manufacture, importation, exportation, transportation, possession, and use of firearms, and for connected purposes, inter alia. Now, there's some very, very important definitions that we must get from before we delve any deeper or any further. What is a firearm? A firearm is a lethal barreled weapon of any description from which any shot, bullet, or other missile can be discharged, or which can be adapted for the discharge of any shot, bullet, or other missile. Next, there is the definition of a prohibited firearm. What is a prohibited firearm? This is a firearm which is so designed or adapted that, one, when pressure is applied to the trigger, missiles continue to be discharged until such pressure is removed or the magazine containing the missiles is empty, or two, for each pressure of the trigger, more than one discharge of a missile can take place, unless such firearm has been modified to the satisfaction of the chief licensing officer, so as to ensure that for each pressure of the trigger, the discharge of only one missile can take place. So in essence, they are prohibiting any gun that basically empties the clip upon pull of the trigger, or any gun that shoots more than one gun upon pull of the trigger. Bullet, more than one bullet. So it goes without saying that no person can purchase, acquire, or have in their possession a gun without a firearm certificate. If you go ahead and possess one without a firearm certificate, you're guilty of an offense. If it is a prohibited firearm, then you're liable to imprisonment for a term of not less than 7 years and not more than 15 years. If it's a firearm which is not a prohibited firearm, then you're liable for imprisonment for a term of not less than 5 years, but not exceeding 10 years. So, of course, there are offenses that are related to firearms. So, if you don't own a firearm certificate and you have a gun, or you have a firearm certificate and you have a gun, then you permit someone else or you use it in criminal activity, then you're liable for an offense. And this one, now you're liable to imprisonment for life. So you'd wonder, what are these prohibited firearms? It's simple. This is the AK-47, the G3, and an MP5, or any other that may be gazetted by the cabinet secretary, because he's been given the powers under this act. So if the right to own a firearm is a privilege, then if you want to, then you must make an application in the prescribed form to the chief licensing officer of firearms. The application, the form, of course, is provided under the regulations of the act, and if you meet the criteria, then you shall be granted a firearm certificate, which is for a period of 1 year. But before you do so, any applicant must show to the chief licensing officer that they have a good reason for requiring a firearm in the first place, and that once they are given a firearm, they can possess it without being a danger to the public safety or peace. Now, no firearm can be granted to a person who portrays himself to be, or makes the licensing officer believe, that they are of unsound mind, or that they are of intemperate habit, or they are just, for any other reason, unfit to be entrusted with a gun. You must show that at all times you will keep the gun securely in safe custody and in a safe condition, and that you're gonna take all reasonable precautions to ensure that the gun is not lost or stolen and is not at any time available to any other person not lawfully entitled to possess the same. So if you're a father in a family, you must prevent access of it from everyone, including your wife and children, because they don't possess firearm certificates, and probably because they haven't undergone the training, but it's a case-by-case basis scenario. This certificate, this firearm certificate, once you're granted, it's in force for a period of 1 year, and it can be renewed. In fact, the Act says that it shall continue to remain in force for 1 year from the date when it was granted or last renewed, but shall be renewable for a further period of 1 year. But it can be revoked at any time if you breach the regulations. But now here's where it gets contentious. Once the privilege is granted, it cannot just be revoked without due process. You remember when you were talking about deportation, we have this thing called the right to fair administrative action, codified under Article 47 of the Constitution of Kenya and enshrined under the Fair Administrative Action Act. So once you're granted a firearm and the licensing officer requires to revoke it, then they must follow the due process. This is simple. They must first call you, accord you reasons why they want to revoke your firearm, give you a chance to respond, and if so, give you a chance to appeal their decision, give you a chance to test their decision before courts of law. There is a case law, a legion of case law that goes to show this point. It might not be clear from the Act, but we are guided by the constitutional provisions and the common law. So in the Act, it just says that in any case where the licensing officer wants to revoke your firearm certificate, they shall give you notice in writing requiring you to surrender the firearm certificate. It doesn't say that bit of due process, but very important to note. So there are those people who are not necessarily possessing a firearm certificate, but are allowed to possess guns. And the obvious examples, and there are many. One police officer, a person carrying on business as a firearms dealer and registered as so in the ordinary course of that business, a person carrying on the business of an auctioneer, an approved carrier, or a bank licensed under the Section 4 of the Banking Act in the ordinary course of that business, slaughtering instruments in an abattoir, as long as they're registered as so under the Kenya Meat Commission Act, members of a rifle club, a cadet unit that's been approved by the cabinet secretary, etc. As a certain JSC contestant would say, no private entity can manufacture arms or ammunition. This is a sole preserve of the state. Further, once you own a firearm, each firearm is serialized, so they have a serial number. Concealing or altering the serial number is an offense. If you are found to be in possession of a firearm whose serial number has been obliterated, then you are guilty of an offense and you're liable to imprisonment for a term of not less than 5 but not exceeding 10 years. you will notice that the chief licensing officer keeps a register of all firearm dealers, a register of all firearm holders. In turn, every firearms dealer is required to keep a register of all transactions of firearms and ammunition. If you're not, if you're dissatisfied with any decision of the chief licensing officer, your first appeal, your first local remedy is to appeal to the cabinet secretary. Oh, this gives the cabinet secretary so much power over the ownership of guns in private hands. Yes, okay, okay. It is notable that it's an offense to carry a firearm whilst you're drunk and disorderly. Very bad. And we see police officers drunk all the time with their guns. So now let's look at a case. This is the Republic versus Secretary of the Firearms Licensing Board and two others, ex parte Senator Johnson Muthama, decided in 2018. It's available on EKLR. So the senator, who is a Kenyan citizen and holder of a firearm certificate, was served with a letter dated 30th January 2018 by the Secretary of the Firearms Licensing Board, and this letter purported to revoke his firearm certificate. He rushed to court and said that he had been issued with a firearm certificate way back on 22nd May 1990, and see, from then to 1st February 2018, he had never been involved in an incident or convicted of an offense under the penal code. And he wonders why the first respondent wanted to revoke his firearm, and he had not been convicted of an offense under the penal code or found to be unfit to possess a firearm certificate under the Firearms Act. He pled that the provisions of the Firearms Act, well read with the provisions of the Fair Administrative Action Act, state that a firearm certificate cannot be revoked without the affected party being given an, afforded an opportunity to be heard and defend themselves. That the letter that was served upon him was an effective revocation without granting him an opportunity to respond or defend himself, and that therefore the actions of the firearms licensing officer or secretary of the licensing board were arbitrary and ultra-vires. Ultra-vires means going beyond the powers provided for. The ultra-vires, the Firearms Act, and that they contravened the applicant's fundamental rights under the Constitution of Kenya. This is the right to fair administrative action, the right to legitimate expectation. So the respondent responded and said that firearms licenses are subject to the provisions of the Firearms Act, and the sole preserve of this is vested under the licensing officer, and that the licensing officer can revoke licenses as and when he or she pleases, and that when you are a licensing officer takes an action and you're dissatisfied with the action, then you must recourse, your recourse is to the cabinet secretary and not first going to court. You must exhaust the local remedies. Lastly, he stated that at the time, which was 2018, Senator Muthama had identified himself with an outfit called the National Resistance Movement, which had been outlawed as a criminal entity by the cabinet secretary. So, according to the court, the question to be answered in that regard was whether, in light of the powers and duties granted to the respondent by the statutes, was there a power that they exercised which they did not possess, or in exercising their powers, were they irrational, and did they breach the rights of the applicant? So the impugned letter of revocation stated in broad words that the applicant has been found unfit to be entrusted with a firearm anymore. However, no basis or applicable provisions of under the Act, which the applicant had been found to have committed an offence or irregularity, were provided to support that conclusion. Further, on fair administrative action, which is basically the rules of natural justice, on the fairness of the respondent's decision, the requirements of natural justice that must guide all administrative decisions are firstly
that a person must be allowed an adequate opportunity to present their case where his or her interests and rights may be adversely affected by a decision maker. And secondly, that no one ought to be the judge in his or her case, which is the requirement that the deciding authority must be unbiased when according the hearing or making the decision. You see, it would not be an effective remedy for the senator to appeal to the cabinet secretary, the same cabinet secretary who had outlawed the National Resistance Movement as a criminal element. So, on that part, it was found that that recourse would be an ineffective remedy. So, in conclusion, the court stated that there is a presumption that in the interpretation of statutes, the rules of natural justice shall apply. It thereafter issued orders to quash the decision that was made to revoke the certificate of the senator, the firearm certificate. And with that, let's conclude today's episode. That's what it takes to possess a gun in Kenya. This is Quincy, and this is Quincy on the Law. Please subscribe for more.